Q105, home of the $1,000 payoff. Stand by. We'll give you all the details here at some point, and you could win cash money, like $1,000 at a pop, which is kind of cool. Sunshine today, 44. It's not getting any warmer, man. We're still at 29. It's very weird. But it looks like it should be warmer out. When you look out the window, you see that beautiful blue sky. It's like, yep, spring's here.
Yeah.
It's like, no, not happening.
Still lifts your spirits.
Yeah, absolutely. 419-240-1055 to call or text and play along on the show. We have selected our winner for the best snoring story. We'll play that call back for you, and they get the Bob Evans, $25. Mm-hmm. Bob Evans. Mm-hmm. All right, so I got a text earlier. I wasn't able to talk about this, but it's a pretty viral story that's going on nationally, if you've been paying attention today. A Texas man, a guy is addressing the school it's called Katy Independent School District. This was Monday. Guy's from Texas, okay? I don't know where that is in Texas. It's a big state, whatever. And he describes the bullying he suffered when he was in middle school to a room full of teachers. And if you pay really close attention, he calls out somebody who's actually on the panel as the one who did the bullying back when they were in elementary school. And the dude was on the panel.
Oh, he got his comeuppance.
Because
he?
They've been having some issues with bullying, and it turns out it's the superintendent. Now, a listener sent me this text, and I told him, I think you're right on. It says, Denny, watch this morph into another Me Too type movement, meaning grown adults bringing forward individuals who bullied them back in school, who are now professional teachers, school administrators, superintendents, etc. Let me just play this clip. Listen to this guy. He's at the mic, and he's addressing everybody.
My name is Greg Barrett. I graduated from KSD in 1983. I started in 1975 with Mr. Lance.
That's the superintendent. Okay. Now, listen. Pay attention. His name was changed. His legal name is?
Name is Greg Gay.
Greg Gay. Mm-hmm. His last name was Gay. You got a name like Gay in the 80s, 70s and 80s, you're going to get abused, sadly.
I was bullied, unbelievably bullied. And I had teachers that bullied me. I had kids that bullied me. Even the coaches. I had nobody to turn to. One day at lunch, I had my head shoved in the urinal. It busted my lip. I had laid on the ground in a fetal position as the kids kicked me. I got up. I rinsed my face off. I walked out of the lunchroom, walked straight to the principal's office, and he told me, these kids will grow up someday. They won't always be like this. And they sent me home. Wow. Well, I went home, and I got the 45 out of my father's drawer and put it in my mouth. Because at this point, I had nobody in the school system to help me. Is that the way this is going to be? Lance, you were the one that shoved my head in the urinal.
Boom! Superintendent.
Thank you.
Tell you what. This is unbelievable.
Did you hear that?
You want to debate it? Because I got witnesses that were there when it happened.
The superintendent poo-pooed it, and you can see him in the video where he kind of leans back and he starts laughing. The superintendent. Mm. Now, the question is this going to be another, like, a Me Too kind of hashtag thing? You know what? I don't have a problem with that. You know? Obviously, this guy, Greg, has not found closure, and here's a guy who's, what, 50? In his fifth, maybe 51, whatever, 52?
Right.
And he still hasn't found the closure. That, to me, is the sad part, you know, that he's still carrying around when he was bullied when he was in elementary school. In a statement released on Tuesday, Lance he's the superintendent, denied the claim, and he appeared outraged that he was being called the perpetrator. It was difficult for me to listen to a gentleman Monday night. His recount of a bullying incident, he said, occurred more than 35 years ago.
Well, he may really not remember it.
Well, here's the thing.
The bully may not remember it.
Greg backed it up. He said, hey, I got witnesses. He said that in the clip. That student was Chris Dolan. He apologized to Barrett for not stopping the torments. Looking back, I wasn't the child I wanted to be. I wasn't the guy I wanted to be, said Dolan. So this guy has come forward. Yeah, who watched it and participated in it with Lance, who's now the superintendent. Wow. The superintendent, you can see him laughing.
Well, he's feeling embarrassed.
Yeah. So what do you think? And this just really intrigues me. And I don't know if it would be a bad thing if there was a new movement about people that were bullied that they called people. I don't know. Sadly, my phone could ring here because I was I wasn't the lovely, friendly as hell guy I am now.
Yeah, well, maybe that's part of it. Maybe the bullies are the ones who need to step up, the old bullies.
I was
instead
a bully,
of the victims.
I'm not proud of it.
Yeah, but it's more the bullies that should step up and say, me too.
I was mean, but I was trying to be funny.
Well, you didn't. And
it didn't really work out so well. But then again, my home life is pretty crappy, you know? But that's not an excuse, but that's what you do. When you're stifled at home and you get hit and you're told you're pretty much nothing, and you know, and it just happens, you take it out on other people trying to be funny. That's how you create them. Bernie, you're on the queue. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think this kid, or the guy, he may have gotten over it, but when the incident happened, and then this guy is on the board trying to say how we have to protect our kids and all this, that brought all that flooding back to the guy.
Yeah, maybe.
So he relived it. So he may have gotten over it, but, you know, when it comes back to you like a cold slap in the face, it does a lot of things to you.
That's
yeah,
a good point.
He says he doesn't want him to lose his job, but he just wants an apology.
And I didn't see the clip, but you said he was leaning back laughing. Well, he's not going to get an apology from the guy, so...
Yeah, Paul, I'm going to send you the story so you can put the clip up on Denny's blog. I know I'm working your butt off today.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Especially with your stomach.
Hey, now.
He's had a lot of blowouts. All right, Bernie, thanks, buddy. Appreciate
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Denny.
All right, bye-bye.
And
I'll do.
What was the victim's name again?
Greg Barrett, but his real last name is Greg Gay.
Okay.
And he changed it to Barrett because he got abused so bad.
Yeah.
And he got...
I'm not sure he got over it. I really don't.
No.
Well, but the gentleman just called, his point is true, because if you see that guy is the superintendent and they're doing a bullying campaign.
And he was the biggest bully going.
Yeah, it's like that's when you got to step up. That's when you got to say, okay, wait a minute, maybe you want to reconsider the people on this particular
Greg
board.
Says it's a pain that you carry with you your whole life because you didn't do anything wrong. I can't help that my last name that I was born with was Gay.
Now, where was the rest of the Gay family during all this? Were they supportive or not supportive?
You do want to know what's up with his family.
Dad Gay around or not? I don't know.
Mama seems, Gay?
Yeah, just like
brother Gay.
Don't start.
Maybe they're at a parade.
Too.
They could have been. Maybe they weren't home for their kid. I don't know. There's too many unanswered questions right now.
Still a bully. Hear it? I'm trying to be funny. It was stupid, stereotypical, bad, lame jokes.
What's the worst thing you did as a bully?
My bad. Hit a girl over the head with my history book.
That's bad, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
That's assault. I'd have clobbered you.
Yeah, well.
Clobbered you? What are you, the Hulk?
I would have clobbered him.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't have
with
been able
my big
catch me.
Giant green fist.
That would have been awesome.
I took off running. She couldn't get me.
Ah!
Because I was a coward. All right. But enough about me. We have to break. It's 9:13. It's Q105.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota. Open 24/7 at jimwhitetoyota.com. Right car at the right price right now.
Sunny today and tomorrow.